Hi, this is Dan Cusel, and you're listening to the audio version of my essay, Attention to Small Things, written for the summer 2024 edition of my email newsletter. Attention to Small Things. Sitting at my desk one morning, I first heard and then saw a bee buzzing near a bush just outside my open window. Alison Luderman's poem, Invisible Work, came to mind. I thought of the invisible work that stitches up the world day and night, the slow, unglamorous work of healing, the way worms in the garden tunnel ceaselessly so the earth can breathe, and bees ransack this world into being. A single honeybee, such a small thing, can pollinate 5,000 flowers in a day. A single colony of honeybees can pollinate 300 million flowers in a day. I'm reminded of what my friend John, who for years ran a highly successful consulting firm, once told me. Small things, done consistently over time, yield big results. That bee got me to thinking about the value, about the impact of other small things. Many years ago, I began the habit of putting light pencil checks in the margins of books as I read, to mark memorable quotes or intriguing ideas or just beautifully written passages. I also place small dots in the margin to denote words whose meaning I am unsure of and want to look up in the dictionary. Over time, I've come to realize how the small act of placing those thousands and thousands of pencil checks have helped anchor in my mind, in my very being, the passages they mark, almost as if I, like the bees, am pollinating something that will later bear fruit. Many is the time I've had one of those quotes or ideas come back to mind, at which point I've pulled a book from the shelf and gone looking through the pencil checks on that volume's pages until I find the words that once seized my imagination. Often, I wind up putting those words to use elsewhere, reflecting on them in the context of my personal growth, integrating them into a piece of my own writing, or calling on them to offer a client validation or guidance during a session. Another way that attention to small things can help clients is in the course of interpreting their dreams. In his classic book, Inner Work, Using Dreams and Active Imagination for Personal Growth, Jungian analyst Robert Johnson has a section titled Following Small Clues, which begins, "In every mystery there is always a tiny clue, noticed only by the most observant, that leads to the solution. This literary ploy actually reflects an archetypal pattern in life and in dreams. Every dream provides us with some small detail, some small clue, that tells us which interpretation to follow or how to take the dream." Johnson gives the example of a man who had been offered a job that sounded wonderful. He would start out as a full partner in the firm, would have challenging work, boundless opportunities. While he was considering whether or not to accept the offer, he had a dream that a beautiful woman in a seductive evening gown walked toward him and let him know that she was his for the asking. He decided to go with her, but then she drew close and he looked into her eyes. Her eyes were a strange, otherworldly shade of green that made him queasy and frightened him. He backed off. Together, Johnson and this man came to see the strange, otherworldly shade of green of this woman's eyes as one of these small clues, as some kind of warning. That these green eyes left the dreamer feeling queasy was perhaps another clue. The man turned down the job. Following the dream's clue, he backed off, and later found out that the firm was dishonest, and he realized he could not have survived there. Both the job offer and the woman seemed to be wonderful, job offer, and beautiful, dream woman, but attention to small details showed deeper, crucially important dynamics at work. This dream serves, by the way, as an excellent example of a key concept in Jungian dream interpretation. Dreams are often not about what they are about. They are meant to be taken not literally, but symbolically. This dream proved to be not about the man's relationships or his sexuality, but about his career path. Nicolas de Malebranche once wrote, "Attention is the natural prayer of the soul. Honeybees, pencil checks in the margin, and following small clues in dreams are but three examples of this kind of prayer, of how attention to small things, sustained over time, can have a big impact in our lives, deepening our connection to soul." And a footnote. In her warm, gently humorous essay, "Never Do That to a Book," Anne Fadiman notes that there are two ways to love books, courtly love and carnal love. For those who love books in carnal fashion, acts like highlighting, turning down page corners, or leaving a book open on a table, its spine creased or cracked, are fair game, simply ways of showing their love. I love my books in decidedly courtly fashion, taking care not to bend a spine, not to damage a page by turning down a corner, and never, ever desecrating a page with highlighter or pen. I show my love for the book and its notable passages only by marking them with light checks, marks in the margins, and those only in pencil. A friend once borrowed a book of mine, and when he learned that I had owned the book for more than 20 years and had read it 3 times, he was astonished, exclaiming, "This could be sold today as a new book." I'm Dan Cusel, and you've been listening to the audio version of my essay, "Attention to Small Things," written for the summer 2024 edition of my email newsletter. Thanks for listening.